you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Shift Drinks with your boys from the Modern Waiter Podcast.
We have done our side work. We have gotten our cash out. Now it's time for Shift Drinks. Just a couple of co-workers at the bar talking about our shift. And as usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Today we have our guest today, Jimmy G.
Good evening, everyone.
Yes, yes, yes. Listen, we are at Anthony's Clam House once again. They've been so gracious to us and giving us some space.
It's the 4th of July.
It is the 4th of July. Get up, get up. No, that's the first of the month.
Yeah, get it together.
Okay, gotten together. Jimmy, what are you drinking today?
I'm having a Sauvignon Blanc.
A little Sauvignon Blanc.
It's on happy hour, dry. So, you know.
Yeah, like, important to the shift drinks is having a deal. You don't want to spend all your doggone
money.
On like
some drinks,
exactly.
You don't want it to be gone just as fast as you got it.
So we hit Anthony's up for some happy hour.
So is it happy hour? It's a holiday.
We got happy hour. It better be happy hour. Listen, yeah. If it's not, I'm gonna be pissed.
Have him back me up.
Is it happy hour, right? Back everybody up. Yeah. You just had the live view,
yes,
of the backup,
the
like
backup
protecting
drinks.
Your money.
Exactly.
Danny, how was your shift today?
Actually, it wasn't that bad. Very,
okay.
Very, very hot.
Oh, it's like, July.
I know, but it was extra hot. Like,
okay.
More than usual. Like, I feel like, I think what they're talking about with the global warming is really in effect.
No, it ain't. You lying. Listen, global warming,
my like
butt.
A runaway.
Okay, because you're on the beach,
I'm
so you're
beach,
taking
yeah.
it to the face.
Yes. And
okay.
And you know what, July, there's not as much breeze as it normally is.
All right.
So, I mean, they said there's a storm out there, but, I mean, we didn't get hit by it, and thank God.
It's Tuesday.
Well, yeah, but remember, it was originally supposed to be today.
No, it wasn't.
The original projections was like today and tomorrow.
No, it's Tuesday. It's been Tuesday.
Well,
so
way.
We got a storm coming. It downgraded from a 1 to a tropical storm.
Okay.
Right, Jimmy?
Yes.
Yeah. So
Jimmy's our weatherman.
Listen, not only that,
I know.
Right?
Sure. I'm just happy myself and my good friend Marlon, we survived brunch.
Yes, we did survive brunch.
They've been talking about we're still on COVID restrictions at our restaurant. Maybe the only restaurant in South Florida to still be on COVID restrictions.
There's still a couple, but
still,
I mean,
wearing masks. Do you wear masks?
I don't have to.
You motherfucker. We out here sweating our balls off wearing a mask and shit.
So they lowered the amount of people, the capacity, to 250? Because usually we do about 450.
Oh my God.
Wow, so it's a little quieter today. Thank God.
We can't handle 150, so I'll take the 190 that we did. That we were
lying.
Able to do.
You ain't lying.
The head chef was in.
Oh, he showed up today.
The general manager was in.
Yes.
The whole staff was in.
It was like luxury today, bro. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying. It was still a pain in the ass, though.
Yeah.
It was luxurious, but it was still a pain in the ass luxurious. So, yeah, so we survived. It was so hard. But I think, at least at our restaurant, they're realizing, hey, what we're doing isn't working, so we need to fix it. And I think we're on the right step.
Yes.
We're making the right steps to get there.
And kudos to our general manager and our staff to, like, listen to us. We recently, as a group, wrote a letter and they listened and they take it seriously because we're good. All professional, right?
Yeah.
We pay our mortgages like this.
Absolutely.
We ain't paying rent. We ain't living in our parents' house. Nothing. And there's nothing wrong with that. I will crawl up in my mother's house right now. Right fucking now if I could. No
Who
fucking
you
lie.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, but it took maybe 100 negative Yelp reviews of them saying to, this is the worst experience of our lives, for them to finally listen when we've been miserable for the last 4 months. At least. So, wow. Thanks for finally showing a little compassion, I guess, towards us.
Yes, I'll take it.
But that's what it's all about. That's what the strippers is all about.
Brunch have been savage to us.
I'm not going to lie. Last week, and you guys will hear this, you guys will probably have already heard this show by the time this show comes out, definitely.
Yes.
My man Marlon was miserable.
I was upset.
He was the Grinch.
I was hurting.
I don't blame him.
He was a broken man.
I was broken.
He was a broken
man. I didn't even have the tone in my voice.
Oh, it was bad.
Like, you were there. Like, me and Jimmy work every, like, at least a few shifts together every week, including Sunday.
Yes. Sunday we're always miserable together.
Yeah, and then we come out for shift drinks. And, you know, although we record, this is our first time, obviously, inviting James. And, you know, he's my brother in arms and things like that. We have vacation together. James and I went to San Diego together.
Yes. And people that follow the show know about that trip a little bit.
Yes. And, and we talked about that fucking.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Because remember when we went to breakfast that one time and the guy grabbed the silverware with his hands from the top?
Yes.
Yeah, man. It was crazy. And, you know, and that's what it's all about. Like, I don't know if there is a more social job that you can have than working in the service industry.
Absolutely.
You know, what can you think of that would equate to
what we do
socially? Not just like maybe a strip club?
Maybe.
Yeah, anything with like a, you know, maybe a female who has to, you know, she's providing and she's, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's both sides. But he's talking more of the unisex version of that.
Okay.
Right? I mean, I'm asking you.
No, I'm thinking like of like, it's such a unique job.
It is.
You know what I mean? Was it you I was talking about? We had a conversation earlier about dating restaurant people.
Mm-hmm. Terrible.
It's almost like
wonderful and terrible at the same time.
Wonderful and terrible for the last year.
Danny,
your ex worked in the restaurant industry. My ex worked in the restaurant industry. I mean,
I was telling Marlon that every relationship I've ever had was restaurant related somehow, because it's comfortable. It's all I know. I've been in this business since I was 16. I'm 34 now.
Yeah.
So. It's too hard to go out. I don't like the dating websites and things like that. I don't like it.
Equivalent to almost being like actors.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot easier to date somebody that understands what you go through.
Yeah.
They're right there, too. They're
exactly.
Right here. Hey,
they're right there.
You're feeling my pain. You know?
I mean, I've liked this. This is something I found out many, many years ago. 80% of all relationships either happen at school or at work.
Yeah.
Listen, it's like Hannibal Lecter said.
Yeah.
You covet what you see.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what you see every day.
Yeah.
We spend more time at work than we do at home.
Yo, those clothes that I wear to work they get washed more than anything else in my house.
Exactly.
You never hear about a soulmate across some other part of the world. You know, they're always in your circle.
Yeah.
You know,
they're
right there. You know,
they're right there.
Not soulmate, but you know.
But when it goes bad, it goes terribly bad.
Yes.
Like you break up with your girl that you have to see every day. Yo,
it's time for a new job.
One of y'all got to quit.
Well, I was telling Mark, this is my sanction. This, you know, when I go to work, you know, the work can be stressful also. But it's also you get away from other shit by going to work.
Yeah, buddy.
And then when you have to deal with your shit at work, that ain't your sanctuary anymore.
Absolutely.
That's over now.
And there's nothing wrong with still dating in the industry. It's more of...
But do it at a different restaurant.
Yes. That's what you don't have an in at the other restaurant. But you kind of, with the key is maybe grab the girl and then she leaves and goes to another job.
Yes.
Listen.
It kept me sane for about nine. Well, it didn't, but that's what happened to me and my ex. She left for another job and it was perfect.
But it was still, a restaurant related though.
It wasn't, but it is. But, you know, I mean, but
if,
no.
If there's a way for you to jump restaurants, I want to know how.
You can't.
You can't. I mean, it's good. Like, we did a show maybe about, like, almost a year ago about the advantages of actually working in the industry, right? You know, one of them was, you get a restaurant job, you instantly know 80 people.
Yeah.
Like front of the house, back of the house, that's 40-40, you know 80 people. But the bad thing is, bro, you hook up with one of them bitches, bro,
the whole restaurant knows.
Listen, here's a fun fact. When I dated my ex-wife, nobody knew we were together for like 6 months because I refused to even talk to her at work. I didn't talk to her at work because I knew what the shitstorm would happen. You know, you got to protect your privacy a little bit. You know, you can't like kind of tell people.
But it's
what's
not
going to.
It eventually it gets out.
Eventually.
And are
gets
you
out.
Comfortable enough
you
at
get
that
the
point?
Looks. Like she gives you the look, and they're like, "Whoa, I know that look. You guys are
oh,
fucking."
Oh yeah, you're hiding it for these many months. They know like the first 3 days that you were with her that something was going on.
It is
on.
The look. You start looking at each other a different way.
Yeah,
and,
you know,
but like, she's gonna say something to her friend, and her friend works next to her. She's
or you're
a bartender.
Waiting for them to get off of work, or something goes awry.
You got to be disciplined.
Yeah, like a ninja.
But that's also fun too, right? That's like the chase, and it's exciting.
And that's what makes it exciting.
For sure.
Yeah.
Until it's not fun anymore.
Exactly.
And then it's like,
without a doubt.
Now I got to see her every day that I work with her, and I can't stand her anymore. I don't know.
No, you're right. Don't. I don't know it. You know exactly what you know.
No, you're right.
You got to figure out some way to make it all right.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
I'm a cold-blooded person. I could not talk to, like.
Oh, real quick.
Yo, I could not talk
to
you, no problem.
I could be working in the same building as you and keep it copacetic if I really need to.
I didn't talk to my mother when I was a teenager for 4 months. And I slept in her fucking house, ate her food.
He's an asshole.
He's not wrong. He is not wrong. But, you know, fortunately, my mother's very understanding, you know.
Well, moms are, and they're going to love us regardless.
Yeah, they're going to love us regardless.
For
Although
sure.
She's a pain in the ass for me right now.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason why I'm in my mother has been in the restaurant business since she was 14.
Oh, wow.
You know, so I've kind of followed in her footsteps. My first job, I was a busboy at her restaurant when she was managing her restaurant. So she got me in the door, and thanks a lot, Mom. And I've been ever since, you know?
It's hard to leave.
Yeah.
It is.
You know? And
me being in the restaurant business is totally my dad's fault.
And we went to his mom's place, you know, and she took care of us.
Yeah.
We went after work, had some shift drinks there. And she, like, listen, your mom embraced us.
Yeah.
I've never met her. And when we came in, she put her arms around us, and she made us feel like home. She's like, what do you need? What
That's
do
awesome.
You want? It is awesome.
I will always
is
be in my mother. She's still there. And I will always be in
there.
Her shadow.
I think that'd be a great place to do a shift.
Okay,
reset.
Let's do it.
I'm in her shadow always. I'll always be in her shadow. Because anybody I've ever seen who works with me or works with my mother,
yeah.
Oh, I love your mom. I love her.
Yeah,
great. I love her too.
In a positive way, though.
Of course.
But we all know that you're your own man, so that's all that matters to us.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I needed that. Thank you.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And the Sauvignon Blanc.
So let's talk about you guys' shift. Because my shift was kind of, like I said, besides the heat, it was a very light shift.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it wasn't too overbearing. My guests were kind of chill. The only stressful issue might have been just that normal transition from lunch, from breakfast to lunch, but that was it.
So our shift requires some backstory,
okay.
Which we did last week. You know, I came on shift drinks, and I was down, I was depressed.
Yeah.
Sorry for you guys not like really even seeing me at my best, but it was like, it was the worst.
That's what shift drinks is about, is letting them know the good and the bad.
It was the worst shift I ever worked in my life.
In 10 years there, that was easily my worst shift.
Yes.
When people are like, hey, this is the worst experience I've ever had in my life, and they're waiting 20, 30 minutes for their little small chicken and waffle, and you have to look at them and think in your head, you know what? I'm sorry, but you're still waiting another 30 minutes for that little chicken and waffle, whatever's coming, you know?
And we don't want to give that. We don't want to do that. You know what I mean? So we composed a letter and sent it just to the GM. We didn't want to blow anybody's spot up because we're in this together.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? We're in this together. And he took it in stride, and now changes are being made. So not only is it a holiday where it's lighter, right? It was like super smooth, bro.
Nice.
We had mad staff. We had mad managers. We had like less people. They capped the brunch like my man said here. for to like 250.
Nice.
Where we've been clocking over 400.
Double that.
Double that, yeah. Bro. Like just taking it to the face with the stress and all that stuff, right? And so as far as our shift, how do you do? We worked in opposite sections. I was inside.
Okay.
And inside is a different animal. It can be stressful, but it's a different animal because most people come to South Florida and we're underwater, right? And most people want to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy was outside, and I helped you out a little bit, I'd like
well,
to
I think, needed his
know.
Help because my station is probably one of the hardest stations to deal with on brunch because I have four tables. I have a large table, and then I have three, four tops, okay? So yeah. I had a 12-top coming at 1:30, which I was dreading the entire time. And then, but at that same time, before they came, I had three, four tops. So I'm just like, Lord. And the brunch we deal with now is we have to bring everything to the people because of COVID restrictions.
Double the work.
So I know no matter what, it's going to be difficult. So I know Station 6 is going to be extremely difficult. So right as the 12-top came, my four top wanted to pay. I needed to bring a minty to another table. I needed to bring spoons for a chowder and a gumbo to another table. And then I had to bring crab legs, oysters, and peony shrimp to my main top while also bringing their cocktails.
Yeah.
So it was just like difficult.
Once
you get it done, it's not so bad until the next round. But it's that first like getting 100.
The initial round
once,
is always
that's
a,
tough.
Always, we talk about that all the time on the
front
show.
Loaded.
Yeah.
Front loaded.
The beginning part. It's a pain in the ass. Okay?
Yeah.
It's the end. I mean, it's after you get that front, like I said, after the front loading is done, it usually runs a lot smoother.
Yes. It's just with the way it's run now, with grabbing everything for the customers.
It sounds like everything which you guys.
You don't have enough arms. You don't have enough trays. You know, that's the problem. It's just it's impossible, really.
Yeah,
you know,
for
one person.
Yeah, for shout,
that's
for
why
shout,
it's easier to pool. You got to pool with somebody else, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was difficult.
You need that backup. Because you both aren't going to get, you know, double sad or whatever. And you need that brother in arms or sister, but we don't have any.
You could be the greatest server in the world, and you look like you just started working yesterday.
Listen.
You know, that's the problem.
For sure. For sure. You need it. So as far as answering the question, how was our shift? It wasn't bad because of the holiday. So it was kind of capped out as far as like how many people. We got out earlier.
Nice. He texted me earlier like, yo. I was like, huh? He goes, where are you at? I go, in traffic?
Yo, the beach, Fort Lauderdale Beach is a little bit hectic on the 4th.
Yeah.
And that's besides the fact of like shift drinks and stuff like that.
And the 4th is on this year is on a Sunday, so it makes it double.
That is true. The 4th, like, it's on, I'm it's used on a, to like on Tuesday, Wednesday.
Exactly. This year is on a real weekend.
It's on a real weekend. I
think 4th of July is usually a pretty slow holiday. I mean, this is the first time I've worked 4th of July where it was on a Sunday. For quite a while. Usually it's on a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yes.
And we have like 30 on the books, 20 on the books. So they have like three servers doing
mm-hmm.
it. This is the first time where it was a Sunday and it ran on a brunch. And, you know, it was still kind of slow compared to, like what we said, compared to 450, whatever.
Yes.
So it was fine. It's still not feasible, but they're working on it, and that's the good thing. They
and
see what's happening.
Thing.
You get enough Yelp complaints, you hope to fix it. So, and they are. So.
And they are. We work for some good people. But, you know, out of trial comes reflection.
Absolutely.
You know, and if you're willing to kind of stick your neck out and say, hey, this far, no further kind of thing, you might get
Well, let's
somewhere.
Not forget the money is still good. If the money was bad, you know what I mean?
We wouldn't be even talking about this.
Exactly.
You got to pay them bills, baby. You got to pay them
bills. If it was that bad and we weren't making money, that's one thing, but we're
Absolutely.
Still making. We're still stressed out, and you're making money, so it's still good in
it's
one sense.
Stress isn't bad when you're making money. I mean, it's bad, but you when you're done, you can have these shift drinks like we're doing
exactly.
right now.
Exactly.
And relate.
I can feel the
and
money
and
in my
at
pocket.
The same time.
Exactly.
So with that, Mr. Joseph.
Yes. Thank you so much, Jimmy, for joining us on our shift drinks.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it, gentlemen.
Yeah. I mean, you're always here.
He's been at every one.
Yes, he's been at every one, but we sneak off in the back. Yeah. Like, so a little backstory. We usually get a table.
Yes.
We are leaned up on a shelf right now, bro.
Yeah, we are on the bar. In the bar.
Yes, because we need a little bit of electrical power.
Yes.
To run our thing.
It's kind of my fault. I didn't have it all.
No. It's not your fault. It's their fault. They couldn't give us a table. Yeah. These motherfuckers.
You made it work, and that's all that matters.
We made it work.
Now we're seeing a shirtless guy wheeling a kid in a wagon.
So last week somebody broke a chair. Now we see the shirtless guy in the chair. In the wagon. Yeah. The things that make you go,
Well, thank you so much for joining us for Shift Drinks. It is a short format. We want to aim for like 15, maybe 20 minutes. Join us for our regular show every weekday at Tuesdays, and Shift Drinks will come out on every Friday as you're experiencing this now. And I'm Marlon Joseph. Thank you, Jimmy G.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, I'm Danny DeVilla, and we will see you guys next week.
Later.
Shift.